address the issue of teenagers wanting birth control, and what should parents decide?
Well, there's a couple of issues. I mean, the one is easy. You don't give it to them under any circumstances, because what you're doing is you're trying to protect them from the consequences of sin. And you are enabling their sin by doing that. The harder part is there's a whole problem that has led up to this, and how do you go back and deal with that? There's a lot of things we need to do in our family from the time our kids are very young, and teaching them purity even before they know what sex is by the kinds of words we use, the kinds of programs we watch, and then talking to them as they get older, the importance of propriety in relationships, modesty, the way they dress. I highly recommend this book by Nancy Lee DeMoss, that modesty book. What's the name of it, Dee? Does anybody know it? Something about what girls wear, or... But Nancy Lee DeMoss' book on modesty. You can, you know, look it up and you'll find it. Wow, I just think that's so important. But the question just, I think I'll just say that much. We just need to teach our kids purity and work with them. And if they're involved in sexual relationships, something is critically wrong, and you need to not enable them and help them to do that. You need to rescue them from it. And it relates to friendships. It relates to the kinds of kids that your kids hang out with. It relates to wise choices in friendships. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." We've got to get our kids, keep our kids away from certain kids in friendships, but unless our kids are clearly the strong positive influence and they're around that kid in our home where we also are part of that positive influence, but if you love your child, you're not going to let your child be hanging around the people who are going to influence them. Bad company corrupts good morals, 1 Corinthians 15 says.